We are well and truly into the season for summer festivals. And no matter what festival you're planning on going to, be it live at the Marquee or maybe later on in the year you might go to one of the other festivals up the country, chances are you'll be wondering about the hygiene standards at these events. Now, personally, when I hear outdoor festival, no matter how much I like the music, no matter how much I admire the lineup, my first thought would be, oh dear God, the poor to lose. Because let's face it, anyone who's ever been to one of those outdoor concerts will tell you that those poor to lose leave a lot to be desired. But they're not the only part of a concert experience where bugs and God knows what else might be lurking. But is there a way to keep yourself clean and bug and virus free if you do attend some of those festivals? Well, do let me know if you have any memories of Portaloos or facilities, public facilities at outdoor concerts from back in the day. But to chat to us some more about the hygiene side of all of this, I'm delighted to be joined on the line by Colm Moore, who is Area Technical Manager with the company Initial Hygiene. Colm, you're very welcome.
Hi, good afternoon, Deirdre. How are you?
I'm good. Now, lots of people, large numbers of people in a confined space, sharing temporary toilets and showering facilities. A bit of a hygiene challenge, I'd imagine.
Yeah, it is. And there's other things that you can do to try and minimise the risks. But yes, anytime you're talking about, you know, microbes or bugs, so you're talking really bacteria and viruses, and we all know very keenly about our viruses in recent years. But bugs, the bacteria as well, they're very readily transported or transmitted by a touch. So when you're talking about bugs like this, you're looking at, well, what is that route of transmission? How do they get from A to B and to C to D and to other people? And you start looking at things like the port-a-loo, which we would classify as a reservoir. So that's where it's an area where they all start to multiply, and they, you know, and then people going in can then carry them out very easily. Things like touching handles, the door handle, the seats, the wash basin, if it's there, and then so that's transmitted, and then you've got to get inside you. So it's okay, it's being on your hand, but then how does it get into your body? So it goes through cuts. It can go, you can ingest it, and then you start to worry about, well, what am I ingesting? What am I actually taking in from that reservoir? So it's trying to put in things that will minimise that transmission and minimise your exposure to bugs in a situation such as that.
So, but port-a-loos, I suppose, Colm, are a necessary evil. You have to have toilet facilities for thousands of people attending those concerts. So you're going to have to use them at some stage, especially if you're having a few drinks, you might be going more frequently. Is there any way at all to avoid the ick factor and picking up God knows what from those port-a-loos? Or what's your best advice?
Well, I think it's knowing how you could be exposed. So it's touch points. So when you go, drying your hand, it will take away one of the requirements for bacteria to multiply.
So if you bring your own packet of tissues or wet wipes to the festival with you.
Exactly. Yeah, alcohol wipes afterwards, tissue, toothbrush, toothpaste, then put them in a separate little bag. Don't put them on the little counter. Very simple little tips like that.
Oh, I think we might have lost Colm. Are you still there? Oh, you're back again.
I am indeed.
Sorry, the line dropped for a second. I was going to ask you as well, one of the tips that's listed from your company, from Initial Hygiene, is to avoid urinating in public. Now, okay, some people are listening to this and they're laughing and they say, who do that? But I mean, we've all seen it at outdoor festivals. And I have to say, particularly the guys, for convenience purposes, do tend to do it, especially if there's a big queue at the port-a-loos.
Yes, and it's incredibly unhygienic, and it will also, you know, speed up the transfer of bugs, because they ain't going to wash their hands, and then they're going to go and touch people and drinks and people and shaking hands, etc. So it's incredibly unhygienic, and also if you're talking number two, which I've also seen at some festivals, that's worse. You know, so because things like E. coli, you know, we have natural bacteria in our gut, and what you don't want is that bacteria to which can be passed in feces. You don't want that then getting into your stomach, because that's when it becomes extremely dangerous. When you can get it fecal orally passed or transmitted into you by, again, in the port-a-loo, and outside of that, by touching these areas which have been contaminated by like tiny little fragments of feces, but bacteria are tiny; they're only microns.
They're everywhere, yeah. And another tip is, of course, Colm, that a lot of these events, like the electric picnic, a lot of people go to them and they bring a tent with them and they camp out and they have to use, we'll say, these showers, these temporary showers. There are shower facilities, but they wouldn't be the best either. Yeah. And you're saying that just be careful of your feet going in and out of these temporary showers at festivals.
Exactly, yeah, because it's all about touch points, Deirdre. So if you're touching or standing in stagnant water, and by the way, if you're wearing bad shoes and bad footwear, you can get sweaty but also damaged feet. You can get blisters, which then will be an entry point to some of the bugs. Things like athlete's foot, which can also result in jock itch.
Jock itch? Oh, dear God.
Jock itch, yeah.
Not something I won't have to worry about anyway.
So, similar to the toilet paper on the handle, if you wear flip-flops or something that raises you off the floor where you're maximizing exposure to microbes or dirty areas. If you're standing up off that, the water's flowing down and away and you're not in touch with the dirty floor.
Okay. Well, you know what? I think you've put me off going to festivals for life, Colm.
Well, enjoy the music.
Enjoy the music apart from that. Really and truly, the advice is, because I know younger people, you know, it's kind of a rite of passage, really, isn't it? That when you're in your late teens and early 20s, heading off to these festivals, whether it's Longitude or the Electric Picnic or whatever, the Body and Soul Festival. So your best advice, really, and it's probably the parents tuned in this afternoon, who might be advising their teenagers, just to pack loads of hand sanitizer, your own tissue paper, some wet wipes maybe.
Extra dry your hands with things that you can clean soiled hands with as well. As you say, disposable wet wipes, baby wipes would be ideal, and then something to dry your hands with as well.
That's the way to go. Would you ever go to any of those festivals yourself, Colm?
I'm too old now, Deirdre. I'm ancient.
But back in the day, I'd say you did.
I listened to it on the radio.
Back in the day, I'm sure you went to the odd one, did you?
I would have. I would have been a sort of hothouse flowers man back in the day.
Back in the day. Ah, very good. Mm. Very good. Well, listen, there's some great tips there, definitely. And it is something to think about, because I suppose when the young crowd are going off to the festivals, the parents are busy lecturing them about drugs and whatever else. But it might be no harm to give them a bit of a talk about hygiene as well.
A 101 on hand hygiene. That's
exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Listen, we let you go, but thanks a million for joining us this afternoon, Colm.
You're very, very welcome.
That's Colm Moore there from the company Initial Hygiene, and they have brought out a list of tips for anyone going to those outdoor festivals during the summer. Everything from how to negotiate the port-a-loos to the communal showers to being cooped up in a tent with somebody. A lot of it is common sense, really, but it mightn't be any harm to give a quick look over that list and see how you can prevent yourself from coming back from one of these festivals with some horrible bug. Because let's face it, they're not the most hygienic places. You know, while we're talking about that, I'm sure there's plenty of you out there who back in the day, like Colm said, might have gone to some of those outdoor festivals. Maybe it was Slain, maybe it was, remember the trip to Tip, Fela in Tipperary. Maybe it was Siamsa Cushlí going further back again. We've had some great outdoor festivals, summer festivals here in Ireland over the years. What are your memories of the hygiene at those, and indeed the facilities, you might say? Port-a-loos are a relatively new phenomenon or a new invention in recent years, but I would imagine that back in the day there must have been a more primitive version of the modern day port-a-loo. So do you have any memories of those summer festivals? Maybe you were camping there, maybe you were, your memory is queuing up for an hour to get a pint of Heineken or whatever. Do share those memories with us, and particularly if you have any advice for the young crowd who are embarking on that particular rite of passage themselves this summer. We're on 083 300 3300. Back in a